Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation with enlightening guests, and I'm glad you're here. You can find out more about my work as an intuitive guide and spiritual teacher at karenhager.com. Now then, feeling a little scattered lately? It's funny that we're tied in so many ways to our physical bodies, and yet we spend so much time not being fully present in the body. There are teachers who kind of specialize in ways of helping you experience connection outside the body, but I've always felt like a healthy balance was the best way forward. We're both body and spirit, after all. And in turbulent times like these, being able to stay in balance is a big advantage. So on today's show, we'll be learning more about how to incorporate grounding into our daily lives to enhance health and well-being. My guest is Sharon Whiteley, and she says that grounding is easy to do, it costs you nothing, and it carries fantastic health benefits with it. Are you ready to meet her? Sharon Whiteley is a serial entrepreneur, author, innovative consumer product manufacturer, and a speaker with a talent for recognizing emerging wellness trends. She's the founder and CEO of True 47, an enterprise that harnesses the power of silver in the development of products that enhance people's health and wellness naturally through grounding, antimicrobial creations, and EMF protective wellness wear. Preceding these ventures, Sharon was founder and CEO of Plugs, where she pioneered the first grounding footwear, the co-founder and CEO of Harmony 783 with the expanded grounding outdoor styles. A member of the Committee of 200, an organization championing women's leadership, Sharon's work has brought a lot of recognition, including the Entrepreneur of the Year Award and a Lifetime Achievement Award, Creative Thought Matters, from her alma mater, Skidmore College. Sharon is the co-author of Get Grounded, Get Well with Stephen Sinatra, MD, and Step Sinatra. And you can find out more about Sharon and her work at true47.com. That's T-R-U-4-7, true47.com. Sharon, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, it's great to be here, Karen. Thank you for having me. My goodness, I think I can call it a day with that wonderful introduction. I've fucked my pillows so much, I feel wonderful. Thank you.
Well, then thanks for stopping by. Time for a nap. We'll talk again soon. You share in the book, in Get Grounded, Get Well, you share a personal story that when I read it highlights for me not just how important grounding is, but how important it is for us to listen with compassion to our own bodies. Are you comfortable sharing that story? Can you tell us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I assume you're talking about my heart attack.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, if I can just back up just a little bit, and I don't know, it might have been 15 years ago that I was sitting at a positive aging conference in Las Vegas, of all places, and I was sitting in a lecture by Dr. Stephen Sinatra, and it was about earthing and grounding. And I never heard of earthing. And quite frankly, I thought grounding is what you do to kids when they blow curfew. So my quarter of a science class kicked in, and I got very simply that the earth is an electrical field full of wonderful natural energy. And I knew our bodies were electrical systems, and being grounded physiologically meant having that connection of the earth's nourishment, and we call the electrons, they're called, into one's body, which happened when we were first came on earth many, many years ago, before the advent, I'd say, really, of synthetic footwear. Anyway, Stephen Sinatra, who was a cardiovascular surgeon, a magnificent man, the first things out of his mouth were, heart disease is the number one killer for women. And I've been in the women's health arena for a real long time, and I knew that, but I never paid much attention, nor did I know at that time that my dad had cardiovascular disease when he died at 62. Anyway, fast forwarding to many, many years later in the creation of this book together with Stephen and his son, Step, in 2018, I had a heart attack. And I do credit being grounded to saving my life and actually talking to you on this call. Being grounded has many health benefits. This is not, I have to say, I am straightforward, and I do have a spiritual side to me, absolutely, and I am an innovator and curious about everything and anything. However, this is not woo-woo crunchy granola stuff. This is physiological. And I'm just going to say a few core benefits of being grounded are reduction of inflammation, increased circulation, normalization of blood pressure, and a return to a more normal state of homeostasis. And those benefits is what saved me. I don't want to bore you with all the details, but I was heading off and driving to Colorado from Arizona, and I had this sort of little pang in my sort of heart center area. And I said, you know, it's going to be late at night. Let me go into urgent care here and just see what they had to say. Maybe it's heartburn. Anyway, after some blood work and some EKG, they said, well, your EKG is fine, but your blood work isn't, and you're having a heart attack as we speak. And that was the first signs that I knew I had a heart condition and a heart problem. And when I got to the hospital, lucky for me, the surgeon there, the emergency room surgeon, happened to be a heart specialist. And he said, you know, Sharon, we normally talk to somebody about their lifestyle. We put them on a stress test. And he said, but we think you have 90 minutes. And by the way, do you have a living will?
Oh my gosh.
So I do, coming back to that, being grounded, and Stephen has written many scientific reports. He is the only medical doctor that has been behind the whole grounding and earthing movement. There are many experts, many research. Stephen is the only medical doctor as well. And there's over 22 peer-reviewed scientific studies. But anyway, being grounded has a lot to do with blood viscosity. And I attribute to the fact that I was in a compromised state. I did have a lot of blockage. However, I do believe that because I sleep grounded, also that being grounded saved my life.
Wow. So, wow. And so clearly you're here, unless we're still in the
Yeah,
90
I had
minutes.
the
Clear,
surgeon.
clearly you're here.
I told the doc, I said, hey, this is my identical twin sister's number. Do not call her. And by the way, I don't have a living will, but take me, do whatever you need to do. I'll see you in a little while. So I woke up and I have a stent. It wasn't the Widowmaker's artery, but I am fine and healthy. And I do again. In fact, I recently had an echocardiogram and my heart is in better shape than it ever was. So I feel very, very fortunate. And I've also benefited from many other ways from being grounded. So I'm a true believer.
So when people hear that and they say, "Wait, I don't want inflammation. I want to be in better health. I know I'm maybe not taking care of myself as well as I could or have the healthy habits that I could. How can we start getting grounded? The old way is bare
Easy.
feet on the ground, right? But how can we start something that sounds like when I listen to you, this is more than just a habit. This is now kind of a way of life for you."
Well, it is. I mean, being grounded, it's sort of, I think about it like a gas tank in a car. You need to replenish it. It's not cumulative to the point that it stays stored. And if you start out not being grounded at all, not having your body be receptive to all those good electrons and stuff, it'll take a little bit longer. However, 20 to 30 minutes a day is all, and you can do anything and everything from a bare body part on the ground. Doesn't have to be feet, although we like feet, and they do have high sensitivity points of getting into the body, but it doesn't have to be. You can touch a plant. You can, believe it or not, the tree huggers had it right. You can hug a tree. You can take a shower and let the water drip if it's coming through metal pipes. If you can get a pedicure, you know, let the, you know, as long as it's not the gold copper bowl where they bring it and take it away, but water coming through, you know, an electrically generated pipe, you will be getting grounded. You can get grounded walking in water in a lake stream, a brook. You know, gardening, touching the ground, touching the earth. Concrete is also grounding, believe it or not. So you've been, that's sort of counterintuitive. You know, say ground, you know, concrete, that's hard. How can that be the earth? But it's just reconstituted sand and water, not asphalt. That has an oil sealant. So if you're walking on a busy street or something, or a busy roadway or whatever, and you happen to be wearing grounding footwear, of which there's many out in the market now, or even we make these amazing grounding socks, which we love, that have silver, or if you're barefoot, you can get grounded. Or, you can sit down on a bench and get your little feet, I mean, your little hands touch the concrete. You will get grounded.
So
And
I'm
if
one
you
of
have a dog, Karen, oh, I'll just add, we were just talking about this earlier. I'm a new puppy owner, relatively speaking. And puppies, doggies are grounded. The feet or their pads are grounded. And, when they get hurt, they will often go outside and lie on the grass and lick a wound or something. But if your doggie is standing on earth and you lean down and you hug your doggie, you're grounded.
Oh, another good reason to always hug the dogs. That's what I think. I am one of those crunchy granola people. I'm one of those wacky woo-woo unicorn people. And I'm used to thinking about grounding as physical actions that are then accompanied by a kind of intention or focus. And I'm hearing you talk about how this is, it's physiological, right? It's not unicorn time. It's physiological. Do you guide people to only be focusing on the physical part? Like, is that in quotes
Not at
enough?
all. Not at all. There are some very gifted people. You sound like you are one of them. And I also do believe in all that other good stuff and biohacking and all of the alternative and integrative. And again, it is very holistic. However, there are people that I've met. I was at an event and it was pouring rain in Tucson. I knew somebody wasn't outside. And a woman came up to me and said, "I was wearing your shoes and I really have to tell you how they made me feel wonderful and grounded." I said, "Couldn't be. You weren't touching the ground." She said, "Oh yes, I was. I she said the K1 point got stimulated and I just envisioned it." So that there are some rare people that actually can put themselves in a mental state where they probably can transform themselves to a meditative state of being grounded and being calm and being, all of the other good things that being grounded is associated with. But it also is physiological, so you could be sort of wired in this and that, but you can be grounded. There's also a product you can get that you can plug in to a grounding port in your home when you can't go outside.
So you don't have to have a certain kind of mindset, although of course everything is better with the positive mindset.
Yes, and yes.
What happens in the body? What happens to us when we are grounding? What's changing?
Well, let me see, because it took me a while to understand this in plain English. So we are electrical systems. Our human beings are electrical systems. And the earth is an electrical body. And it has a resonant frequency. It's known as the Schumann resonance, 7.83 megahertz and things. And again, when mankind and womankind first came on earth, people went barefoot, or then they wore leather skins. The things that are conductive to a human being are bare skin, pure leather, not great looking Italian shoes with glue in them, and carbon mixtures with rubber. Those are the three things that will allow the transfer of the electrons into one's body. So what happens when you are grounded and you're getting this transfer of these positive electrons into your body, you are balancing out your system, which is sort of the way we were meant to be, on this earth. And it's really a molecular thing. And again, it was the way we came on earth, but the advent of synthetic footwear cut us off and insulated us from that normal flow. So there was no heart disease, there was no diabetes, there was nothing inflammatory diseases way back when people got killed by bears and things. So it is really just getting a balance of the electrons back into your body to equal out the balancing. People call electrons, earth energy and nourishment.
You said that 20 to 30 minutes a day of grounding is beneficial.
That's pretty much all you need.
The
I mean, you
part of
can't
me,
overdo it. You could be grounded all day long. You can't overdo it. There's no such thing as overdoing it.
I like hearing that. Okay, I like hearing that because my question was going to be, maybe we don't have time to, I don't know, sit quietly touching a plant for 20 to 30 minutes. Could a little bit here and there
Totally,
during the day?
totally, totally.
Okay.
If you're going outside and going to the mailbox and there's some plants there, and just grab a couple of leaves, rub it between your fingers, anything, anything and everything immediately makes that connection. If something is grounded and plants and trees and flowers are grounded, anything.
You're listening to Out of the Fog, and I'm talking with Sharon Whiteley. She is co-author with Dr. Stephen Sinatra and Step Sinatra of Get Grounded, Get Well, Connect to the Earth to Improve Your Health, Well-being, and Energy. You can find out more about Sharon and her work at true47.com. That's TRU, the number 4 and the number 7, true47.com. So Sharon, you mentioned grounding footwear and about how synthetics, and it even says in the book, right, that walking on tile that's been sealed with chemicals, right, those are not grounding things. So you talked
Correct.
about grounding footwear. What materials can enhance grounding? What should we be looking for if we're looking for shoes and socks and other things that are
Sure.
grounding?
Sure. Well, the materials are one thing and the construction is another. Going back to the days of indigenous cultures when people wore moccasins or leather skins, a pure moccasin, just straight leather. Is conductive. And if it's thinner, it's better. And if you're on moist ground, it's great. The only issue with moccasins are they're rather casual looking. If you're in an environment where you can wear them every day and feel comfortable, that's one thing. Secondly, if the surface, let's say you have dewy ground and it's moist, you can have a little bit of slipping and sliding, but pure leather is. I've been behind the creation of two shoe companies. The first one was called Plugs, and the way that our shoes were grounded there, our women's shoes, was a carbon and rubber plug. Carbon, as I mentioned, carbon when it's mixed with rubber is what's called conductive, which means that it's created to a certain resistance, so it lets the electrons into the earth. So that plug in that shoe at the K1 point, the what the most sensitive part of the foot area, it's called K1, it's called a lot of other things too, that touches the ground when you walked. Now, our men's shoe and my second company, Harmony 783, that was done through silver. Silver is, it's called a noble element, and it is the most conductive of natural metals. And so our shoes there were done where there's a conductive outer sole made with carbon and rubber, as I mentioned, but on the interior, where there's an insole, it has silver stitching. So that when the silver hits your foot, and it can happen through a sock, although it's great if there's no sock, or it's great if there are silver socks, you are also grounded. So it gets both construction as well as the material. And you can get grounded on grass, sand, soil, dirt, unsealed tile, unsealed brick. Wood is insulating. The varnished floors are insulating. Sealed tile is insulating. And the higher you go up in a building, it's more insulating too, even if you're plugged in through a grounding port. But there's a lot that's out there. And again, concrete is a biggie because I don't think many of us think of concrete at all as being a conductive, element.
Oh, so what is a grounding port?
So if you think about, and this is in most, excuse me, updated homes. I mean, I think almost everything by code today is if you look at a plug, you see two prongs on the top where the plug goes into, and then you see a little circle underneath it. The little circle underneath the two prongs, which again exists in most electrical outlets, is a grounding port. So by code today, building codes and so forth, homes then need to be grounded to the earth. That's why that exists. But there is product on the market that has cords that you fasten to products, whether they have silver in them or whether they're made with carbon and rubber, but they have a snap on one side, and then at the other end, they have a little prong that goes into a plug on the that goes into that grounding port. There are also something called alligator cords, which are cords also that go into a grounding port but they don't have a snap. They have sort of like little teeth that you can actually, hook onto something that has, if it has silver, pure silver in it, that's something that we're very intrigued in and do. But anyway, the grounding port is in most homes, and there are many, many companies that that sell grounding product that you can plug in. I sleep on a grounding mat, and you can also put a grounding cord outside your window. You can fasten something to a cord to your grounding mat out of carbon and rubber and put it out your window if you want, if you don't want to put it through a grounding plug. I don't know if I'm getting too intricate here.
No, this is fascinating to me. I thought you were going to say a grounding port was something like, I don't know, a mystical gateway, and Archangel Michael comes through and like gives you special
Probably
shoes. It's like,
there too. I think you got something, Karen. I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's true.
Watch the website. That'll be on my website very soon, a special grounding port. But no, what I'm hearing you say is that things that are all around us now, like the outlet here in my office, like the sidewalk that I walk on, like the plants around me, like the earth in my yard, that the things around us are there for us to use to be in better harmony, to be in better balance, and to be in better health. And I think I love that.
Well, Karen, let me throw out something else. There's something called forest bathing. You may have heard of it. This is ancient. It goes back to Japanese cultures. And this is where people spent time in nature, be it the forest, whatever, which they attributed to well-being. There are now published studies where there are hospital rooms, actually, that have windows that look out to nature. And they have done MRIs and they have done studies where they have found that someone's heart rate variability, blood pressure, whatever relaxation response is very positively impacted by people just looking and focusing in on nature. So that would go a lot to the meditative, intentional, conscious state of being where you can actually sort of almost simulate it. But I mean, there are a number of studies, and it's called forest bathing. We talk about that in our book as well.
And so that idea of returning intentionally to who we really are, right? Returning to that
Right.
primary relationship
And
with the earth.
nature cures, nature heals, nature is knowing. One other thing I'll toss out. Well, I'm very intrigued by it, and we are very aware of it and dealing with it with a lot of silver apparel. But the world of EMFs and radio frequency and Wi-Fi it's expanding dramatically. And like cigarettes, and there's certainly in the early day, there's no regulations, there's no FDA, no FTC, no EPA about radiation coming from any of these towers that are proliferating everywhere. And they are impacting people's health. And it's not just living on top of a radio tower. People need to take a look inside their homes. Look at all their smart appliances. They all are emitting radiation. And so being grounded doesn't solve it, but it mitigates against it. And being grounded is very beneficial if you are around a lot of, Wi-Fi stuff as well.
I've heard of people who make sure there's no Wi-Fi things like in the room where they're going to sleep. Do
Yeah,
you
totally.
go that far? Yeah.
I'm sort of lazy. I'll sort of keep my phone not on top of me, but I'll throw a piece of our silver over a router or something. I don't go sort of crazy, but yes, a lot of people do, and keep your room dark and don't be online and don't be doing emails before you go to bed. All that stuff is really good stuff. And sure, I think that helps, but I think just even in our homes and stuff, there is so much. And some people, Step Sinatra was dramatically impacted. He almost lost his life. He was a stockbroker, and all those machines, and constantly on Wall Street, and five monitors going at the same time. He was ill, and a lot of people are. I mean, I went to work the other day, and there are people sitting out in the driveway, and there's an alternative, integrative little medicine practice there. And I went up to them, and I said, "I'm curious, why are you sitting in the parking lot?" And they said, "Because then the patient could not sit inside the office because of all the computers." So some people are highly sensitive to it.
Yeah.
I am not, but I believe in it. And even though we don't feel it, it's not great. And people that are wearing all the stuff in their heads and these earbuds and stuff makes me crazy. Women wearing phones hanging on a lanyard across a pregnant belly, it makes you nuts.
So for listeners, I know we're just about at the end of our time. For listeners who want to take the first steps and who want to find out more about what you're doing, what are some good resources for them?
Well, I'm going to be biased, and it's not because I was involved. I had the privilege of knowing Steve, who unfortunately passed away last Father's Day, pretty precipitously from pancreatic cancer. But our book, Get Grounded, Get Well, it's a lot of stories. There are a few good books, the earthing.com book, Barefoot Wisdom, which is a book that I co-wrote with a medical doctor, Anne-Marie Chiasson, who runs the Center for Integrative Medicine. They're all very digestible. It's very easy to swallow. It's not full of jargon, not full of a whole bunch of diagrams and stuff. But in chapter 10 in our book, Stephen was a huge believer in the negative impact of EMFs and all that stuff. And I know it's chapter 10 because he beat it into our heads. But anyway, so there are a number of very, very good books. Intuition Physician has some good books too. There's plenty. I mean, I'm biased because our books were definitely written for the mainstream population. Not for true heavy duty biohackers, but for people that just want to be able to credibly understand in plain English how to what this is all about and how to take advantage of it.
Sharon, thank you so much for talking to us. I've really enjoyed this conversation, and I'm going to get to inventing that grounding portal with the Archangel Michael thing coming through it. I'm going
Well,
to
I
get
am going
right
to
on
go
that.
on your side. I am going to look for that, Karen. I'm going to expect it.
The free, you can have the first, like the tester version to see if it
You
works.
are
So I'll just
wonderful. This has been great. And we also have some other new grounding products we're making. I am a believer, and even people that don't believe, if they put they get with it when they start to feel better. It's pretty wonderful,
I love it.
wonderful stuff. Well,
Sharon,
thank you
thank
so
you.
much.
Oh, you're welcome. I've been talking with Sharon Whiteley. She is co-author with Dr. Stephen Sinatra and Step Sinatra of Get Grounded, Get Well, Connect to the Earth to Improve Your Health, Well-being, and Energy. You can find out more about Sharon and all the good things she's working on at true47.com. That's TRU, the number four, the number 7.com, TRU47.com. And of course, you're always welcome at KarenHager.com. It's a great place to find out about upcoming classes and events. You can even book a private session with me there if you're so inclined. And if you follow Fog City Psychic on Instagram, you get more out of the fog content. You get pictures from my walks with the magnificent Maisie the dog, and the most important thing, and I think the thing people all over the world want to know, what jigsaw puzzle am I working on right now? If you're curious, if you don't want to wait for the tabloids to report on that, you can find that on Instagram, where I'm Fog City Psychic. And thank you for listening today.
And I
Together
am
we
sorry, but you heard Lily in the background just seconding everything you said.
Oh, is that Lily? Hello,
That
Lily
was
the
Lily.
puppy.
That was the
Oh,
puppy.
well, thank you all for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.